Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone on today's Geographic Regions. On Wednesday, the 20th of October, we have David Archibald, Cheryl Langdon Orr. From staff, we have Rob Hogarth, Bart Busbunkel, and myself, Gisela Gruber-White. And we have apologies today from Fahd Bataini. If you could also please just remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, David and Rob.
Fine, thank you. Well, officially, good morning, everybody. Far too early for me this morning. I must admit that I did not get the latest version of the report until I got in this morning, which was about 10 minutes ago. So I'm behind the ball game on this. However, I think Rob, in the early discussions, made a good point that the main thing that we can perhaps look at is how do we move forward with the report to get it published before Cartagena. And I think that's really where this meeting today has got to concentrate on, although you will see that also on the agenda was sort of acknowledgement of the letter that had been submitted by the Arab region about wanting to have their own ICANN region, which is something that we've known about in the past from some people, but this is the first time we've seen anything official from the Arab League. Okay. Any feedback that anybody has been able to have that managed to read the full report before coming on line this morning? Any comments? And I suppose I'm looking primarily at Cheryl, because I saw that you did get it some time ago.
Well, not terribly long ago, I'll hasten to add.
I understand, but I know how quickly you work, Cheryl.
I found it easy to read. I found it it raised the issues as my memory served, and you've got to have a bit of a long memory on some of this. I thought the input and sources from public consultation deserved a big tick. It's the sort of thing that we do need to see in reports, which was excellent. I would like to perhaps, if at all possible, delve in. This is just sort of flagging things as I suspect you're speed reading through. I think the next steps we need to discuss, if we could, this evening. Your morning. I think we're just a tiny bit short on the number of people for input on doing other than sort of housekeeping on how we will put it out and what we will be, are we going to, we have time, for example, to put it out for public comment to Cartagena, that sort of thing. But other than that, I found it a very easy and very rewarding read, and probably for the first time, I suppose, I thought I could have picked out the odd line entry and go, oh, I definitely prefer, what's been described in option 48 as opposed to 50. So that's sort of where I'm up to.
So we're getting there.
Getting there nicely. And in fact, my flippant reference to numbers is actually not far off the fact, she says, scrolling up. In fact, I would be thinking we could pose some questions to the community asking their opinion on the various other options that were explored out of the UN model, the various UN models and ITU models, with a recommendation of what would fit ICANN's needs better. My personal opinion, I mean, we could poll each of our communities and get a bit of a feedback on comfort levels with these. What I don't see, however, is that we have enough people for, it'd be nice, Dave, if they just did whatever you and I said, but they probably won't.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm still reading. Reading and listening.
Well, and Dave, this is Rob. You know, with the lateness of me getting that out to you all, I didn't envision a host of detailed comments, particularly noting that a number of other working group members weren't going to be able to make this call. My chief interest from a staff person perspective that you won't resolve today, but perhaps over the next several days via email is, you know, I think along the lines of Cheryl's feedback in terms of, are we in the right ballpark or not? Is it close to a point where, with some additional, you know, edits, polishing, tweaking, with maybe, you know, some members say, oh, I really don't like that option, or can we expand here, or can we change this or that language, that we could move toward a potential publication schedule that looks at having potentially final working group approval by perhaps early November, as in November 8th, which, to your point, Cheryl, would allow us to get the translations processed and the document on public notice by the 15th, so certainly posted on the ICANN website by November 15th, so yeah, that it could be subject to discussion in Cartagena.
You see, drawing from some of the discussion points, I mean, and also not unreasonably, I suppose, drawing from my general comfort zone and experience of hearing what people say, in the space that I work with, at least in ICANN, we could pose a couple of perhaps recommendations, too strong a word, a couple of potential hypotheses, a recommendation, for example, along the lines of rejigging the geographic regions to match the RIRs. We saw that a few times in the issues raised in the consultations listed. It also, to some extent, would then lead us to a subset of trying to meet the need coming in from the League of Arab States letter by saying, "And well, the RIR geographics is one way. Here are a couple of other international organisations' mechanisms of carving up the world. Could any of these be prioritised in a preference order? I guess I'd like to discuss with the work group whether some of those need to be culled out of the list. My personal suggestion would be yes, some of those would be valid to cull out of the list because they're just too far away from our current operational mechanisms, but some of them are just a tweak away from meeting some of the need we're hearing about."
Yeah, I mean, the original concept was, when we first started out, was that this report would not go that far into sort of recommendations. But I think until we do something like that, we're not going to get engagement.
I think you're right. That's, we need to get them something to get their teeth into, and that's why I wouldn't go as far as calling it recommendations, but I'd like to test a few hypotheses. Would the operational organisation of the ICANN SONACs be benefited by a reallocation of geographic regioning in the following? A, along identical lines to the RIRs. B, along insert C, along insert 3, 4, whatever, you know?
And maybe some alternative ways of looking at it as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, because, I mean, I asking the questions just as you posed them just now make an assumption that it's the same for everybody anyway. Which may not necessarily be the case. I mean, could your organization, meaning AILAC rather than ICANN, have one regional structure and CCNSO have a different one? Would that matter? asking the question, you know, posing the question.
Well, of course we could. How that works when it comes to what the bylaws would look like would be kind of exciting, but...
It would, indeed. But in any case, it's also ignoring some of the uses, because some of the things that the CCNSO use regions for, you don't use them for at all.
Mm-hmm.
So there are different uses, as we've seen, by the different bits of the organisation. So I think we've also got to look at the uses, because we could perhaps do away with some of the uses, is an example.
Yeah.
But hang on. That's pushing ourselves way into an entirely different field. What we're looking at is reviewing the geographic regions within ICANN, and it's perfectly fitting for us to look at, explore, and have listed what the usage of those regions are. But the primary purpose is geographic diversity. What ICANN does with its geographic diversity is sort of a subset of that, but belongs very much in the SOs and ACs that do it. I think we'd be taking a step too far if we were trying to propose that GNSO suddenly use their geographic requirements in a different way than they having just gone through a review, decided to do so or establish that they'd be doing so. And from the ALAC point of view, it is a logistical issue. We would be using 4 regions or 7 regions in the same way as we use the 5 we have now.
Fine, but that doesn't necessarily have to happen.
Well, now you have lost me. What do you mean it doesn't necessarily have to happen? ALAC is specifically designed around regional structures. Any change to region has absolute effect on the number, for example, of what constitutes the at-large advisory committee, the ALAC. Now, it doesn't matter whether or not the rules say we carve it up 3 ways, 5 ways or 15 ways. The mechanisms and how ALAC and at-large work would just be, you know, adjusted to work within 3, 5 or 15. There's other ramifications. I'm not trying to not say there isn't. There's some huge ramifications. But I would have thought the same would go for the GNSO or the CCNSO. How we work within our own silos in the regions still comes back to what we're doing in terms of trying to ensure maximum geographic diversity and input into whatever it is we do.
Yeah, sure. But, I mean, obviously I know the CCNSO best. But, I mean, the CCNSO said, hey, yes, there are issues, there are problems. We want to get them sorted out, but we shouldn't get them sorted out purely within ourselves. This is bigger than just us. And that's why it went to the board, and that's why we got, a cross-organisational working group to look at it.
Yeah.
I don't think the CCNSO... Sorry, Brad.
Go ahead, Dave. Sorry.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I don't think that CCNSO would object to... the working group, indeed I think it expects the working group to say, well, there are these uses that you put it to. Are you sure you are achieving what you're seeking to achieve, or here are possible other solutions that you, or other ways of looking at it? Sorry, Bart, you interrupted and sort of broke my flow, but I'm sure you've got a good point.
No, I don't know if it's a good point. I think this goes back to the way I understand Cheryl is saying we've identified functions of geographic regions, and these functions are a given.
Yep.
And say how we can achieve these functions, or how we can achieve the goals for these functions, there are different models for it. And you could go even a step further by saying, and if I understand Cheryl correctly, say the at large geographic regions and the way they are defined could be different from the CCNSO way of defining geographic regions. Because in a way you see some SOs, like the ASO has a different definition of geographic regions as well. And say how this would be implementable, that's the next phase, but as a starting point. Or you could say, as an alternative model, say all have to be similar. And then you have already two options for discussion at the Cartagena meeting and for public comments.
Yeah.
And recognizing, say, and maybe that's, because I think Cheryl's point is very valid. It is recognizing these functions, are a given. I don't know how to phrase it differently.
Mm. Yeah, and I think there are differences, Cheryl, as well, even among the reviews. I mean, GNSO, I agree. It's just gone through close, detailed reorganization, and in fact has, if you like, slackened off some of the previous regional requirements that they had to make it more workable for them. You've just had a review that, because of the very nature of your organization, looked at regional structures. My understanding is the CCNSO review didn't look at this area at all. Am I right, Bart?
Yeah, you're right.
So we've got a quite different scenario as far as the CCNSO is concerned, where some of their rules are far more, I would say, restrictive than anything that is in ALAC or anything that is within GNSO.
With a set of potential remodeling options, wouldn't one or more of whatever is put up for the community to consider be a preferred or ideal option to meet the needs and concerns of the CCNSO, though? You're coming from a CCNSO. What do you think should be, in your utopia, the geographic regionalisation just to suit CCNSO in ICANN? Should ICANN, first of all, have them or not, yes or no?
That's one option, yeah.
Then if you've established no, well, then that's simple. If you've established yes, what form is it?
Yeah.
There are several models we can look at. Let's look at some of those models and see what fits.
But the issue for the CCNSO, to some extent, is how are those, the region, whatever the region is, used within that organisation?
And I'm saying that's where it belongs in the organisation, not in our work group's recommendations.
Or you include it, saying that's why this is a broad working group, but for every SOAC, you come up with the similar type of questions and you come up with different models for every SOAC.
That can be a first layer of questions after the yes or no.
Yeah.
And that's okay too.
I mean, to some extent, we have dealt with it. I can't remember whether it is still in the report, but it's something that we looked at earlier. When we were looking at the uses, remember that one where we said, well, uses as far as the board is concerned is no particular problem as long as you've got your regions properly defined. And I don't think there were particular problems for ALAC or GNSO, but we did highlight, in fact, the CCNSO. Do you not remember when we went through that?
Mm. Yes.
anyway, I think the main point here is that we should have some issues within or potential suggestions within the report that can stimulate some response out of the various organizations. We don't need to get into the detail of what that is at this stage. I think we're looking at the principle that this report, contrary to what we originally envisaged, may move on somewhat and try to get feedback on specific scenarios. Am I getting agreement, Cheryl?
Well, I think without that, all we've done is put out another report that people will enjoy reading the text of and not know how they're to respond to.
Yeah, I agree. Any problems from Martin, Rob?
Yeah, I agree with say, taking the next step. That is, say, if you go back to the whole structure of that was envisioned in the whole charter, is, say, you got the issues report, and this interim report is in fact setting already a tone for and for discussion by the community, and a tone to come up with, yeah, to final recommendations. So it is the turning point from analysis to resolution.
Okay, fine. So Bart's happy. Rob?
One of the opportunities here, if I may, Dave, is because we've got this now in a piece of serendipitous timing, able to be translated and out as a preparatory document for Cartagena. If we get ourselves a slot in a forum, we can do some group think workshopping on it. You know, we can throw up some of these options and sort of get the feeling of the room and get the room starting to think about it, and then they can all wander off and put more thought and more debate into it in their own silos, and you know, come back with something properly thought out and productive for us, rather than just a knee-jerk reaction, you know, going, yes, of course we should have, you know, small islands and Arab states standing on their own.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's real nice to say. You know, motherhood's good too. I believe apple pie's a favourite. Yeah, I mean, and then what? You've got to have another layer of consideration.
Yeah.
And you know, just to be very flippant, the more we carve up geographic regions, the stronger the ALAC becomes, the more costly we become, the more diverse we can say that we are definitely being, because, you know, we can carve Asia Pacific and our current region up perhaps even into four ways. And then we would have mandated three people, two from the regions and one NOMCOM from each of those geographic localities. We would have a huge advisory committee. Now, whether it would be any more productive, I wouldn't venture to say it would be. Probably quite the opposite. And that's going to be a different set of questions if we go for a single model. If we go for, you know, find whatever works for you. The board can be different to each SO, different to each AC. That brings you into another pathway. I was sort of thinking about your very pretty diagrams, Bart, when we met in a previous meeting.
In Seoul.
Thank you, Seoul. Yeah, so head down this pathway, and then these are the decision nodes. Head down this pathway, and then these are the decision nodes. But we could do that in Cartagena as an interactive exercise and get valuable information back from it.
Now, do we have time still to get a reasonable claim on some workshop time?
Yes, because nothing's come out unless it's happened in the last few hours. You haven't even got the forms, have you, Rob?
My understanding is that either the forms, I'm trying to recall from my leery eyes last night, there is going to be a meeting before the end of this week of the staff that will include circulation of the forms and a timetable for publishing the schedule. So I think we are on the cusp of actually some material, Cheryl, being released, which is a good thing. And to answer your question, Dave, we do have time.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I just remember the last time trying to fit in a meeting was almost impossible, wasn't it?
It was. We ended up with a meeting. I think it was emblematic of the challenges that the community and this working group have had fulfilling the charter, which is because it's still been in this quote-unquote discussion, fact-finding, research mode, it hasn't engendered a tremendous amount of interest. I thought you made a tremendous presentation in Brussels. Unfortunately, it was only available live right to about two people. There have been hits on the session page since, but in terms of a robust, you know, community-wide discussion, I think it fell short of that. I think the working group has time between now and Cartagena to actually design a really good session that would be able to build on a list of options or questions going in the direction that you all are discussing right now. What I would ask for from working group members out of this discussion would be, you know, can we identify four or five specific direction questions, as you all have been talking today, to work into perhaps Section D of the interim report, where you already have some general questions, Dave, to sort of tee things up. Then what we could do is, you know, with that input from working group members, we could punch up the executive summary to highlight those questions, the fact that this interim report will build onto a public workshop in Cartagena, and so right out of the box, readers would say, oh, okay, we're now moving to a point in time where I can contribute, where I can, you know, engage with my fellows in the community and have a robust discussion that will help the working group develop a good final report.
Okay, fine. Good. Sorry.
Oh, and one other observation. Please don't use staff satisfaction as a measure of anything. We are happy. we will do whatever we're instructed to do.
I'm so glad you said that, Rob, because I would have said something like, and the care factor on staff satisfaction is? Question mark. just coming back to that planning, you see, what we've got already in the text in Part B, which gives a whole bunch of, you know, there are options that are out there. They have some standing because of from whence they come. If we're going down a set of decision trees, and I think some of the stuff that Bart was leading us through in Seoul is really important here, it really doesn't matter which pathways we take, because we can still use these as examples and accept anything new that happens to come out from the exercise as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's a nice thing about an interim report. Isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing is carved in stone.
Yeah. This may make your hair stand on end, but you've got an opportunity to give us something better.
Yeah.
I mean, the first question for the community is, you know, does regionalisation along geographic lines assist or facilitate diverse input into ICANN's activities, yes or no? Or whatever sentence works more pretty than that. Yeah. Now, if they all go, oh, hell yeah, righto, boys and girls, here's the next question for us to grapple with. At the ICANN board level, what does this mean? At the various SO levels, what does this mean? At the various AC levels, what does this mean? Yeah, lead them through a little bit of an exercise to sort of get the juices going, and then, you know, pose some of the questions.
Well, you could, you can include them in this report.
Oh, you want to give it up front? You want to put the script of the thing in there? Oh, all right. You just know they won't read it till they get in the room, don't you?
You know, that's fine, but at least from a process point of view, say as in a worst case scenario, we end up something like in Brussels, 203, and hardly any response. At least you've got a document that we've posed these questions, and this is based on the feedback. You can't introduce it during the Cartagena meeting.
Well, it also means that they know why they're wanting to come to the room, because these are the questions that they're going to be having input on.
Yeah.
Okay. Timing now. We need another teleconference. We need some input by email on the present state of this, and then another get-together to try and get more than just Cheryl and me on the line.
Can we avoid the IDN CC?
Yes.
BCP meetings, please.
Yeah.
So it won't be in a fortnight's time, is what I'm saying.
This is Rob. I developed a tentative time schedule looking at the calendar the other day. And let me just work this through. I don't know if any of you have calendars in front of you. But with the present draft document potentially looking for feedback by the 28th of October.
Mm-hmm.
That feedback would include questions from working group members submitted by email that would be added into this decision tree or, you know, to beef up Section B.
Mm-hmm.
We would then look at a further revision of the document circulated by the 1st of November with a working group conference call, you know, by, you know, the end of that week, in hopes of getting final feedback, polishes, and edits done by November 8th, and then that document could be posted, I would hope, certainly the English version, but I think we'd also have certainly French and Spanish translations, and probably most of the translations done by
the 15th.
Monday the 15th.
And now, you also need to put your bid in for a bit of floor space on a decent room that people will want to find and come and join us in.
I would certainly include in the report of this discussion and as a list of to-dos for the working group members that and staff that will schedule a time. None of us have the benefit right now of the block schedule, but once we have that, we can perhaps discuss via email and then conclude on the next call of the working group what day and time you guys want to slot. If experience from Brussels holds true, and if, you know, the same principles are applied, there are going to probably be about 7 or 8 hours during that week where there will be an available slot. We'll obviously not be an exclusive slot. It'll probably go against some other meeting, but we'll have a targeted time, and if we sell it right, then we'll get some good, participation.
I suppose it should go without saying that we already have our ALAC and at-large schedule timing completed. The agendas are not fleshed out, but the rest has been approved. So you've got that you could steal off Heidi and therefore ensure that you find blocks of time that mean we can get all of our community into this room, because I've got the ability of saying it's compulsory for everyone to go.
That'll be great. I will coordinate.
But only if it's not competing with one of my own meetings.
Yeah.
Understood.
So Heidi can get you that on request. That's not a difficulty at all. Meeting that about 12 hours ago, I had a meeting that we finalised all of that, so that's ready to go.
Oh, super. Okay.
And obviously, the later in the week we make it, the fewer people we're going to get there.
Not necessarily. It just if you want the GAC, and I think we probably do, you need to keep it sort of pre-Wednesday after or pre-Thursday morning, isn't it, Barb, from memory?
Yes, I think Wednesday afternoon is most of the time they communicate drafting.
That's right, yeah.
So it's either late in Wednesday afternoon or early Thursday morning.
Yep, they seem to be the prime times, yeah.
And it's the same, it's for the CEC crowd. It's Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday are out. They just blocked because of all these works, meetings themselves for the CCTLD community.
Yeah. So it's late Wednesday or early Thursday.
Yeah.
We're going into Friday, and you lose a lot of people.
Yeah.
Oh, we've got to try and avoid Friday. Friday's the dog's breakfast of the dog and pony show. We don't want that.
Yeah.
We will shoot for those time periods.
I think Monday is going to be difficult, and Sunday is going to be difficult as well. So from a CEC perspective, Monday afternoon will be probably full of IDN stuff. So that's out. And Monday morning is tech working group so those CECs who will be around will most likely attend that session or those sessions.
Yes. Yeah.
Including your chair.
Indeed.
Okay, well, I've got another call starting in a few minutes, gentlemen.
Yeah.
One last thing, Cheryl, just in terms of the agenda that we had circulated. We've noted just acknowledging the League of Arab States letter. I'm just trying to track down, because as you may all have noted, that was sent to the CEO at the end of August. I haven't confirmed whether there was an official response or whether one is being drafted. We circulated that to you all just to give you the heads up that it was there. There's no requirement from a working group's perspective to acknowledge it, but wanted you all to be aware of it.
I would be interested in any reply that they got.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it would be quite appropriate for us to ask about the reply that was sent. And then I will take off my work group hat and put on my ATRT hat. And if you find out there has not been a reply,
Will do.
And it's perfectly appropriate for us to make that request because such correspondence should be publicly available on the site.
Well, and it is. The letter itself is available.
The reply.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We just go, oh, dear, it hasn't been posted yet. Please send us a copy. We're sure you've almost got to uploading it, but...
Well, with your permission, Dave, what I will do is circulate, based on my notes, the list of next steps.
And
the date. Okay, will do. We will get out a doodle. Well, our staff to do in terms of the next meeting will be to get out a doodle that makes sure we aren't giving as an option any IDN call times.
Well, the IDN call times are fixed at this time every fortnight.
Okay.
And I have a meeting every fortnight that starts at the top of the hour following the IDN call. So if it's going to be on this day, it needs to be an hour earlier. If it's going to be on another day, you need to talk to Gisela.
Will do. Because I don't think...
I cannot go an hour earlier. Brain doesn't operate an hour earlier.
I would not have thought that was fair or reasonable to suggest an hour earlier. I was just saying if it's going to be on this day,
I would need
to shift days. And to be honest, Dave, talking to you all at 11 p.m. to follow a call at midnight is not the high point of my week either.
Okay.
I prefer a red wine and cuddling up with my husband in bed, but there you go. I'm with you boys in bed.
Well, please thank him for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, then.
Yeah. Thanks, Cheryl.
Not a problem. Are we finishing then?
Yeah,
I think we are. Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Okay, take care.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank
you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye. Thanks.
Thank you.